Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Truth to You Podcast. It is Tuesday, March the 26th, and we're looking at 1 Kings chapter 20 today. Hope you're enjoying your spring break. At least that's what we're doing here in Virginia. We'll go ahead on over to our memory verse as we get started. 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 7. Be strong, therefore, and let not your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. 2 Chronicles 15, 7. Be strong, therefore, let not your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. I'm here with Brother Andrew today. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Good to be here.
Good, good. Maybe we're getting a little extra rest now that spring break is in session.
Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully our listeners are as well. We're going to go ahead over, and I'm going to start by reading this verse that you've chosen for us to talk about. And that's 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 27. And the Bible says this, "And the children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of kids, but the Syrians filled the country."
Yeah, so kind of interesting wording you might find here in this verse. Two little flocks of kids. Mm-hmm. And this, of course, is not talking about children. But, you know, like baby goats. But the verse here is sort of showing the comparison between children of Israel and the Syrians who they were fighting against. And you look through the chapter here and you see the battle sort of take place. Mm. Ahab and the children of Israel versus Ben-Hadad and the Syrians.
Okay.
And it says there, the children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of kids. In other words, there was very few of them. They just kind of were hanging out in the middle, just as little. And they looked around, and the Syrians filled the country. There was just, you know, thousands and thousands of them. And there was quite the difference in numbers, you might say. And looking at straight at that, you'd think, well, the Syrians got it. You know, that's just...
Yeah, sure.
They outnumber the Israelis so by so much.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no way. And but of course, the Lord was on the Israeli side.
Amen.
And you know, it's funny to me that this is pretty much the story of Israel's battle history.
Right.
Almost everyone they go up against, they are outnumbered.
Yes.
They don't have anything. But the important thing is, and what we're going to talk about today is that God was on their side.
Amen.
And so. You know, everybody likes an underdog story.
Mm-hmm.
The little guy who rises up and, against all odds, beats the bigger opponent or whatever it is. You know?
Yes, yes.
These stories we like to read, we like to see, like to live out sometimes. We get to, you know, and that's kind of what we see in this passage. Israel's the little guy.
Oh,
it's the little one, the underdog that's going up against the mighty army of the Syrians. And the difference was that God was on their side, and he gave them the victory over what we see as the majority.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that translates so easily into our lives. Just looking at, I mean, how much greater is the force that we are against in our spiritual lives?
Yeah.
You know, we don't battle against flesh and blood.
Yes.
But against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. We as humans can't face that.
Yes.
That spiritual wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. And, you know, try as we might in our own strength, the arm of the flesh is weak.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be able to stand up and win against the majority of people, kind of like the Syrians here.
Yep. Uh-huh.
You know, if the Israelis stood up on their own feet and said, you know what, I have the power in myself to defeat these people.
Yeah.
We're going to run out there. We're going to do this. They gotten squashed.
Yeah.
They gotten squashed.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, like the Israelites had, we also have someone on our side that is the majority in himself.
Yes.
And that is the Lord.
Yes.
You know, there's the famous phrase that you and God are a majority.
Yes.
You know, as long as you're doing what's right, as long as you're pushing to do it God's way,
mm-hmm.
following the Bible, making the right decisions when, you know, those times of decision come along in our lives, as long as you're following what God wants you to do, you know, you will win out in the end.
Yeah.
The Lord's on your side, and with him, you always have the majority. Even though you might be facing insurmountable odds by yourself, you have the majority with the Lord.
Yeah, that's great. You know, my mind goes to March Madness right now. That's a big thing, and basketball teams are playing each other.
Of course,
you're having, you know, the dominant teams that, you know, have the record and the players, and you know, they're winning some games. But then there's some underdogs.
Yeah,
there some lower you know, some higher seeded teams that, you know, are coming to make it a run. And it's fun to watch. I think I tend to root for the underdog, you know, especially, you know, it's compelling. But, you know, I think about the message that, you know, coaches have to players who maybe feel that they are an underdog, you know, and, you know, I don't think anybody goes into that locker room and says, hey, you know, this guy right here, it's him. He's going to take us to victory. Like, I don't think any coach would say that.
No.
You know, it's not about one player.
Right.
You know, their message would probably be, hey, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it together.
Yeah.
We're going to be stronger together.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that kind of translates over to what we're talking about here. It's not us going up against whoever.
Yeah.
You know, it's us with the Lord.
Together.
And then we depend on him. And we go forward, and he helps us fight those battles in a way that we couldn't on our own. And really sort of sets the picture, I think, what this verse is getting at here in verse 27.
Definitely. You know, it's amazing just to think about that God would even be on our side.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, God being who he is and the creator and, you know, such a big person that we can't even fully understand.
Yeah.
And yet he'd choose to be on our side. That in itself should be enough, you know, emphasis, should be enough proof for me to, I want to do what he wants me to do.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I want to be on his side.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so, and all of this is talking about if we're fighting against the devil or sin in the first place.
Right.
You know, we could choose to be on the devil's side if we wanted, you know, but it's about choosing the right thing to do and trusting in God to bring about that victory.
Yeah.
You know, we have to decide that we're going to do what's right, and then we're going to trust the Lord to to bring about the victory. Because sometimes in our lives, we're going to hit stuff that it's blatantly obvious we can't fix this on our own.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I think the Lord sends those times to us on purpose.
Yep.
You know, to say, hey, you know, you need me.
Yes.
A little reminder, you can't do this by yourself.
Yeah.
You need me.
Right.
And you know, they aren't easy times, but I think they're good.
Indeed.
Good to help us rely on the Lord.
Yeah. I think it's a great distinction you made. You know, these are his battles, his purposes.
Right.
We're joining. It's not, you know, and I've heard, I remember watching a Super Bowl, and the Ravens were in it. This was years ago.
Okay.
And Ray Lewis was like, you know, I think he's a Hall of Fame player, but the Ravens won the Super Bowl. He's on the stand, and you know they're interviewing him, and he leads with, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" You know, everybody's cheering. You know, oh, what a great Christian. You know, like, I'm sorry, God doesn't care about this game.
Right.
I mean, and one breath you invoke the Lord's name, and another breath you invoke the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You know, you could try to hitch God to your purpose is all you want, but this is something different.
Right.
And there's a number of people, of course, who, you know, who have tried to invoke the name of the Lord, you know, to unrighteous things or things that I don't believe, you know, the Lord was, you know, had much to do with.
Right.
But here, this is a battle that Israel was supposed to fight.
Right.
You know, this was a part of what God would have them do. And so, you know, when we have that confidence, we can join with the Lord and know that he's going to meet the need.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Always a majority. So that's a great thought. Thanks for pinning that and talking about it here today. All right. Well, before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day and praying for Adriel today. So you pray for him. I know he'd appreciate it. I don't have any puns today in this one, so we'll just transition to the close and welcome everybody back on Wednesday, and we'll have Brother Sam on the podcast, so you don't want to miss tomorrow as well. Everybody have a great rest of your spring break, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Take care.